the spoiled kings, metal and diamond rings.
Football.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, crap bag podcast. Hope everybody's having a great Thanksgiving week. Recording this the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which is November 24th, the anniversary of the last time that Texas and Texas A&M played football. Had a little reminiscing on the show today. My man Chris Bennett on Twitter is always sending out that Justin Tucker video so I can see the field goal go through each and every year. He does it on Justin's birthday. He does it on this day. He does it every opportunity he gets. So normally crap bag podcast through the season. I've been, you know, kind of recapping the A&M games. Obviously, they haven't had two games, you know, the last 2 weeks. Texas didn't have a game last week. So I thought this week I'd go a little half and half with each of these teams in the house divided, but then also how I think this these two can get back together, because I've kind of honed in my idea on how this could happen. So first, the A&M side. Aggies getting ready to play LSU, hopefully, this coming Saturday. Interesting to see where this team is in terms of the rhythm of everything. To be off that long is pretty tough. Saturday at 6 on ESPN, I'm seeing the Aggies installed as like a 12.5-point favorite, something like that. Are they ready? I've talked about, are they ready to deal with prosperity? They were with South Carolina. They were with Arkansas. And then it was supposed to be two more games they could handle, Tennessee and Ole Miss, before the big test with LSU and Auburn. Since they didn't get those games, what will it look like? As far as the Longhorn side of it, they play Iowa State on Friday morning at 11. Longhorns with a forced week off after their bye week. Kansas has COVID issues, so they weren't able to play. So they go into this game with, you know, we'll just see where their rhythm is, while Iowa State looked really good beating K-State last week and seemed to have all the rhythm that you'd ever want. Also, if you've been listening to the shows this week, you know that I've been crunching numbers a little bit, and I believe, based on the tiebreakers I've looked up with the Big 12, that Texas needs to beat Iowa State by 8 points or more to make sure that if they end up in a three-way tiebreaker with Iowa State and Oklahoma, that they would ultimately get that second slot in the Big 12 title game. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go to hornfm.com. We've got a post up with all of my math trying to work that out. Let me know if I'm wrong. I've got the Big 12 tiebreakers, you know, tiebreaker deals in there. Please feel free to check that out. Also on the website at hornfm.com, you can see a poll that we put up asking you the simple question of, Longhorn fan, Aggie fan, whoever you are, do you want to see this game come back? And I gave, we threw a lot of different choices out there. So far, 66% of the vote, as I'm looking at it right now, says yes, play it every year, play it home and home. I gave options for, you know, 2 years at a time. And the interesting thing is nobody picked a neutral site game. We had 8% of the vote with only a New Year's Six Bowl or better. We had 18% of the vote with, nah, the Aggies left the Big 12 and it is done. That 27-25 forever crowd that I know some Longhorns are in, but nobody decided neutral site. I did like that. No matter what you thought of the game, and if you even if you think it's done forever, there was something about having it in those specific spots. It needed to be home and home. There's such a brotherhood about the game and a family atmosphere to the game. It made sense to have it. So you, if you've listened to me, you know I love this game. It is my favorite college football game. The people that would tell me that it wasn't a good rivalry, it was always one-sided. Well, it was kind of one-sided. This is a strange rivalry. It is the most unique rivalry now because they don't play each other. And it is true that these teams have only had a 10-win season at the same time, one time ever. They've never gone back-to-back 9-win seasons at the same time ever. So they can't truly be great at the same time. It's a really strange rivalry that way. But I want the game to happen, and here we're looking at 66% of people that we asked want the game to happen. My niece is a student at A&M right now. They polled the students at A&M and asked if they wanted the game to happen, and they did. So what keeps coming up for me is that nobody wants to pull the trigger. Nobody wants to be the one that did it, because there's this pride on both sides. The Longhorn pride is, you left us, and somebody texted today, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You left us, you're gone. So Texas doesn't want to be the one to say, yeah, let's play, because that would be admitting you need to play the Aggies or even want to play the Aggies. A&M choosing to do it would mean they would be admitting, yeah, we want to play. Yes, we need to play Texas and all of that. So I came up with this way of nobody having to actually choose, and now I've honed it in just a little bit. So all you need to do to figure this out is A, clearly you have to have both teams agree that they care enough about each other to think of this. They do play each other in some sports. I think it needs to be more. I think it needs to be men's basketball, women's basketball, and a three-game series in baseball every single year. That's bottom line. That's baseboards. And then you go from there. I think volleyball should play every year. I think there should be a swim meet every year. We did see the swim teams get together this year. I think it was some kind of invitational where there were multiple teams, but who cares? Get them together. So if you can agree on that, then we'll move to the next step. And by the way, if you are A&M and if you are Texas and you can't agree on that, you can't even agree on there's a basic interest from one side to the other, well, then they need to get rid of the songs. Texas just spent a lot of time talking about, and they still, I guess, have to officially figure out what to do with the Eyes of Texas. I would say change that other song. If you're still going to sing a song that says goodbye to A&M, then you're going to need to just rewrite the thing. Rewrite it, rewrite the words officially, and let's all move on from that. Aggies, same thing, but even more intensely. If you're going to tell me you really don't care, then stop singing about Texas University. Stop singing about Eyes of Texas and Sounds Like Hell and all that. Change your lyrics. Give me some goodbye to LSU and Bama. Do that if that's really what you mean. But ultimately, there's still something there between the two. So if we can agree on that, if you can agree like, oh yeah, no, we sort of care about them. We just don't want to be the one to start it. Here's my idea. Let fate decide. Let pure chance decide whether or not you play. Here's what we do. You're picking a four-year span. Okay. Let's not make it 2 years. Let's make it four full years. Home and home twice. I agree it needs to be home and home. You're picking a 4 year period. Let's just decide it's 21 through 24, right? 2021, 22, 23, and 24. If you're going to crank it up next year, odd years were always in College Station. Even years were always in Austin. If you keep that plan, it's Kyle Field next year. Let's say that's the idea. Okay. You let chance take over. What you do is you have a broadcastable TV event. We've got, you know, CFP rankings coming out the evening that I'm talking. You have all these kind of shows. Do a big live deal. Put it on SEC Network and put it on the Longhorn Network. Simulcast. Obviously, you can do that easily. It's ESPN family stuff. And you spend like however long you want to do. You want to do 30 minutes? Fine. Do you want to do an hour? Fine. And you talk about equally. You talk about Aggie stuff. You talk about Longhorn stuff. You do interviews about both teams. You talk about the history. You talk about rivalries. And most importantly, you raise money. You raise a lot of money. The Aggies pick their groups. And they go Alumni Association. They pick local stuff in Bryan College Station. They want to help Houston Aggies do this. They want to help Dallas Aggies do this. Whatever. Texas does the same thing. Here's what we want to do in Austin. Here's what you're thinking about with the Texas X's crew. Here's what we want to do to refurbish Bevo's, you know, grounds. Whatever you decide to do. End zone projects. And you're just letting your fans know all through the show. Go to this website to donate. Go to this number to donate. We're going to donate blood. We're going to donate food. We're going to buy merch and donate that money. All the stuff is being raised. Then at the end of the event, chance will take over and you allow coin flips. And here's what you do. Pick a nice odd number, but not too big a number. My idea is five. There will be five coins that will be flipped. Two of them will be flipped by Longhorn folk. Two of them will be flipped by Aggie folk. And one of them will be flipped by a fan where you raffle off the opportunity for a fan to do it. And they could be either side or neither side. Those are the five people. But here's the added detail I came up with, because I always thought of it as, well, yeah, but everybody's going to know what Ricky Williams' coin came up as, or everybody's going to know what Johnny Manziel's coin came up as, or whatever. Not necessarily. Set up a situation where it is literally a blind flip situation. Set up a situation where you have like big plexiglass deal or whatever. Like it's one of those, you know, miniature golf holes where it goes in the hole, comes out, and you don't see what goes on inside. Have them all flip their five coins into one slot. And then the coins end up falling, you know, however you want to do it. They go in, they fall, they work around, they roll, whatever, but they end up landing on one of two sides. One side of the coin is green, one side of the coin is red. And it's as simple as if three pop up one way, then that's what you do. You get three or more greens, you're going to play for the next 4 years. You get three or more reds, you're not going to play for the next 4 years. That way, the Aggies don't choose it, and the Longhorns don't choose it. The extra layer that I came up with on the other side of things, if you don't play for those next 4 years, so if you know right now, and you do it whenever you want. Let's say in a normal year, we would have done it in, you know, summer of 2020, give you plenty of time to schedule stuff. So now you know you have no game in 21, 22, 23, and 24. So the requirement would be that in the four-year period that you're not going to play, you are required, if you're Texas, to play a team that has at least as many wins or more than A&M had the previous year, and vice versa. If you are A&M, you have to find a team that won as many or more games than Texas did. Now, you can figure out the particulars there. You want to just set the number in stone and make that the whole 4 years? Fine. You want to revisit it every year? That's fine, too. I understand we got to have some people agree on scheduling and all that, but it will at least give you a comparable idea that you're still going to end up with a team that's an 8-9 win team or something like that. You're going to end up with a team with a little bit of a name. It has to be a Power 5, by the way. Has to be a Power 5, and they have to have won as many or more games as that other team did the previous year or wherever you want to designate that. That's my idea for how they can get together and how they could play this game. No one actually picks. The Aggies don't actually pick. The Longhorns don't actually pick. Fate picks. You get Ricky and Earl to flip a coin. You get Manziel and Von Miller to flip a coin. And then there's a random raffle to raise some money for a fan to flip a coin. Figure out a way you trust, where the coin goes into some slot, rolls down, rolls around, blah, blah, whatever, and then it falls out red or green, but let all five of them go in at the same time, or however you want to do that, however you want to make that happen. But make it where it doesn't come down to, like, you know, Earl Campbell flips the coin to decide, unless you really want it that way. It just depends on whether or not fans could deal with that, because you don't want, you know, if it comes down to the fan and it goes one way or the other, you just don't want anybody's, you know, you to think it was really a choice. You figure out a way to make it nice and random and let fate decide every time, and that'll help everybody with the ego. So that's my idea on November 24th. It is a sad anniversary for me every year. I was there 9 years ago, and the fact that we haven't seen a game since really, really makes me sad. And hopefully we will see one day. I will always hold out hope. It's always going to be my favorite college football game since the day I was born. 1918 Aggies is the overall tally. I love the game. It has been back and forth, but it's also provided some great moments. Hopefully we get more at some point. Whether you are a Longhorn or an Aggie or whoever, hope your team does well this week. Longhorns trying to get it done against Iowa State. The Aggies trying to get a home, non-crazy, you know, 7-overtime win against LSU. This would be a legitimizing kind of win for Jimbo Fisher and A&M. I'm interested to see if they can pull it off. And with Texas, it may very well be trying to save Tom Herman's job, depending on where all that is. But losing to Iowa State would be really difficult to overcome for some people and some Longhorn fans. So we'll see how all of that plays out. Remember, hornfm.com to check out the crazy tiebreaker thing where I point out why Texas needs to win by 8 or more. If you want to go to that poll and vote on whether or not Texas and Texas A&M should play and the game should come back, go vote there at hornfm.com, all the podcasts and all the stuff that you might have missed. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you get a chance to rest, relax, maybe spend a little time with friends and family. Please be careful. Social distance. For the love of sports, wear those masks. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll go Crap Bag Podcast next Tuesday night as normal at 9 o'clock.